Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 10 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. So I'm still on vacation because this is a Tuesday-Thursday podcast, so it's not like it's been a lot of time between when I posted 9 and when I posted today's. But today we're going to be talking about something I think is really important, your pricing strategy. So I have talked about pricing a little bit in a previous episode, but I really talked about like how to get your income from clients, like how to accept payment, but I didn't talk about like how to price. And so how to price is something that a lot of people want to know about, but like it's really hard to tell someone, hey, here's how to price your content, here's how to price your work, here's how to price your art or whatever. It's really hard to actually tell someone this is like the right way or proper way to actually price something. So obviously I'm not going to tell you like a number because it's really challenging to tell someone, hey, this is the what your work is worth, because there's really just no way to do that. But I do want to talk about some pricing strategies with you as you're figuring out pricing for the work that you're doing, just some options for you as you're pricing, and some pros and cons to those pricing strategies. So obviously a lot of this is going to be for like writing work, but also a lot of this is going to be like stuff that you can use generally for whatever you have going on. So first you're going to start with a typical strategy for writers, especially, is, or editors, it's per word. So per word pricing, make sure that you get paid a certain amount per word. So if you write 100 words, you're going to get a certain amount. So some people, that might be like 50 cents a word, 10 cents a word, you know, a dollar a word. Like, it just depends on like your expertise and all that good stuff. So the thing with per word pricing though is that it doesn't really take into account a lot of the other things, and it can be really challenging to really showcase per word pricing in a great way, because people are like, well, what if they're going to be long-winded just because they get more per word? And yeah, it's just not the best strategy, but it's a great strategy when you're first getting started because you're not quite sure like how much words, like what word count something will take, or you want to make sure that you're getting paid for like everything that you're doing. So per word pricing is great at the beginning. It's definitely an option, especially when you're kind of just new and you're not sure what's gonna happen. So another thing for writers is per post. So per post is pretty similar to like a project-based pricing. So it's a pretty great strategy because like you just get a flat rate per post, and it's awesome. For some people, it makes sense and you might like this strategy, especially if you know kind of like how long it's going to take you to write a particular post at a certain word count, and you know like how much your per word rate is, and like you're just very clear on everything. A per post price would be a pretty good strategy, and it would help you create a more value-based price over like a per word price, which is really hard to convey value in a decent way via per word pricing. It's just not, like, it's easier when you actually get to that per word pricing that's like 20 cents or 30 cents or 40 cents or 50 cents, like those bigger like per word prices. It's quite difficult to like say, hey, I'm worth 50 cents a word. Like, we're like, whoa, that's a large amount of money. So it's easier at that point to be like per post. Or another one is per project. So per project is similar to per post, only you probably would like have way more posts. So instead of like one post, you'd probably price a project as like 5 posts or like a month's worth of work instead of like per like individual piece. But before we get to project-based pricing, because that's going to be a whole thing, I want to talk about per hour pricing. So this is another pretty simple strategy for like when you're first getting started and not writing, or you're like, even if you're writing, it's a good strategy. Per hour is just like an hour of my time is worth X amount of money. So hourly pricing is something that we're all used to. So as a regular employee, you have an hourly rate, and it could be minimum wage, could be more than minimum wage depending on the job you're working at. But that's just a strategy that we're so used to, is per hour. So everyone, you know, uses that same rate because it's like an hour of my time. Like, I spend 8 hours at work, and those 8 hours are worth such amount of money. And obviously some people have a better chance of like picking the rate that they care about than others, just depending on the industry that you're in. And so, but with freelancing, you have a pretty good control over that. And you want to make sure that you're not working for minimum wage, because that doesn't make sense. Like, you didn't become a freelancer to work for minimum wage, especially depending on like the projects that you're working on and on the resources that you need. So with a lot of work, day-to-day work, like in an office, you probably aren't using your own resources, like your own stapler and your own like art supplies or like your own computer. Like, you're using a company computer. So the thing is, when you're working from home though, you are using a lot of your own supplies, you're buying supplies, you're making sure that things are kept up. So there's supply costs, but there's also less like personal costs, and like there's all the things that happen before you get on a call. So you want to make sure that your per hour pricing, or before you get on a project or opportunity, so you want to make sure that your hourly pricing reflects like all the random stuff that goes into your business and stuff that you probably won't be able to charge hourly for, but kind of like include that, like pat that into your rate a little bit. So I definitely would go above minimum wage. I would go for like more of a living wage to start, and then even as you get like larger, definitely with your hourly rate, increase it so that you're making like an intermediate salary, like a expert salary, as you get older or as you get bigger and stuff like that. So some people, I've heard that you might have to do like a day rate, so, or like a speaking rate or something like that. So like maybe a day rate is like how much it would cost to do like a whole day's worth of work. So if like, especially for artists, if you do like a mural installation or something like that, you might have to go for more of like a day rate. So like, how much would it cost you to take an entire day of your work, so like a 9 hour day or something like that. So that's something you might want to think about as well, like how much are you worth on the day's level, and that might be actually more costly than your hourly rate because you're working like a longer extended period of time there. So that's just something to think about. So the next thing we're going to talk about is project-based pricing. We have talked about a little bit throughout, but I do want to spend a little bit more time on project-based pricing because I think that it's a really great pricing strategy. Project-based pricing is the pricing that you pay, that you charge someone for like a bigger project. So with one of my clients, I create like a certain amount for them every month, and I charge them a flat rate per month on that. And I usually do it, I usually charge them at the end of every month for like that month or the next month stuff. So for example, in that particular thing, I do like a blog post every single week for them, plus I do 5 social media updates a week for them. For the entire week, I do social media updates for them. So that's the project. I'm not going to tell you like the price of the project, but yeah, that's basically the project, is that I do all of that. So depending on the client, you might have different project requirements. So maybe in your project, you're doing 5 illustrations for them a month or whatever it happens to be. And then you're able to kind of create a packaged price for them based on that. So creating some packages on your website is really great. Those are like your standard project packages. And then you can also do some like one-on-one work. So like I have packages on my website, but I also, you know, I'm always flexible, and I always tell clients like, hey, if we get on the phone, like you can create a package that makes more sense for your brand. Obviously I have like those general packages, and those cost what they cost. But if you want to come up with like some kind of custom package, we can do the same thing. And there's a project-based custom package. And also you want to kind of lean into this last pricing option, which is value-based pricing. So the thing is, your work has value more so than maybe just like the work itself does. So yes, the illustration is amazing and it's awesome, and it has its inherent like project-based thing. Like, I spent X amount of hours doing this. My time is worth X amount of money, and this is the project I've, you know, based upon like my time and the energy and effort and my experience and all that good stuff, I make this project-based decision. But also want to think about the value that your illustrations bring, the value that your photography brings to the brand, the value your writing brings to the brand. That's something that's going to grow over time as you become a better expert at what you're doing. So value-based pricing is really important because you're like, I place value on the work that I am able to do. I place value on what I bring to the table, what my work does for brands. And that's something that you're going to learn over time as you, you know, work with brands more and more, is how much value you actually bring to the table. And so that's something you're going to learn, and that's something you need to like become one with and learn how to accept. And that's going to take some time and energy, but it's going to happen for you. And you're going to eventually learn, oh, wow, I bring a lot of value. So for example, say you're an email newsletter writer, or an email like automation writer. So you write these automated sequences for brands so that they can, you know, make money, so they can bring people to their website, make money, sell their products, etc. So you wrote this great sequence that they are going to use continuously as soon as people like sign up for their email newsletter. And so this sequence is going to help them sell a pretty big package. You know, it's going to help them sell like one of their most expensive products. And so you're like, yes, I'm writing this email. Awesome. So you might only take, it might only take you a few hours to write that sequence, or like a few days to write that sequence, but they're going to be able to profit off of that sequence for a long time. And if they did everything right and you worked on the project successfully, they're going to be able to make a ton of money with it. So say for instance, it might make, you know, $100,000 with that sequence. And while you only spent like a few days writing it, so you're like, oh, my day rate is like $100. My day rate is not $100. Day rate is like $500. So I charge them $1,500 for the sequence. Yeah, that's cool. But if they make $100,000 from that sequence that you only paid them, you only charge them $1,500 for, let's see, you're getting screwed. I know that right off the bat. So, you know, you're charging them, you know, 1.5% of what that actual thing was actually worth in the end, because you're only charging them $1,500, but then they turned around and made $100,000 off of that. So that's an extreme example. So sometimes it's not that like cut and dry and easy to define and see. And honestly, you don't really know what their sales numbers are until they like tell you like, oh, we made such and such amount of money from that. But you know, that value, and that value over time, is really important. So with logos, for example, if you're making a logo for someone and that logo is something that's going to bring people, it's going to make them a recognizable brand, and it's going to bring people to their site because people love that logo, and it's going to be like on all of their product packaging and all that good stuff. Like, if that's something that's going to be important, eventually you're going to be like, wow, I need to charge them more for this because of the value that that brings and how much they can use this over and over and how much it like brings clarity to their brands. And you know, I created this logo plus all of this other stuff, like the branded information around the logo, like that stuff matters. It's their actual digital and physical brand. So yes, it only took you maybe a few hours to create, but you have to think about that value over time and make sure that you're somewhat compensated for that. So maybe not. So maybe if someone made $100,000 from that, you don't want to obviously take $99,000, but like, you know, maybe taking like $10,000 for an email sequence. If you are writing email sequences that make $100,000, I think you'll be okay. So yeah, so those are just some things that you might want to think about as you're doing your pricing. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you. Definitely let me know in the group if there are other topics about pricing you want me to cover, because I would definitely love to cover this for you. So I'll talk to you guys very soon. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyartcanton.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.